like Allstate. Like Allstate. Better than Allstate.
Better than Allstate. Yeah. Better than that black dude at Allstate that nobody knows his name.
Yeah, nobody knows his name.
But I was going to say, as a matter of fact, you know, every time you tell the girl I love you, she always hits you with that shit. Lay you down.
Oh.
You don't love me.
Yeah, that's
good. You just want to say that.
Yeah.
But it's like, I do. Yes. You feel me?
Maybe it's because, you know, they just want to hear it again. Some girls, they hit you with that.
No, that's
how it is. Like you just say something, you know. She was like, "Oh, okay." I just wanted to hear her say it again, you know. But
nah, I ain't never had that. I think that you can tell a girl that you love her 100 times,
mm-hmm.
but it'll only hit to the 102nd time type shit.
Yeah, well, cause she is. You have to constantly remind them.
Like you said,
you probably won't hit them to like the 102nd time. Once they hear it enough time, they're gonna be like, okay, maybe he really does.
Maybe he really does.
So yeah, you gotta constantly like tell him.
Maybe he really does. But I'm telling you, I do.
Yeah, I wouldn't lie to you, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's why it's tough, you know. It's tough love.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's the trust is the biggest thing. You gotta trust the guy.
Yeah.
Trust the girl. Trust the person that you with.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's love without trust. You know, how can you be with somebody you don't trust? Yeah, so will the relationship waiting to fail?
Okay.
You know,
what's your body count?
Thank you. Oh man,
I'm fucking with you. I threw a curveball to see how much you were paying attention.
Oh, man.
See, I'll start doing that to people.
What the hell?
This nigga awesome. Shit.
Yeah, you had too much oxygen today.
I had too much Gatorade. Nah, see, that's why, you know, the whole point was to try to put you out there, but every king knows, you know, that answer would never be devoted or sent out to nobody, you know.
I'm not gonna just put it out there, you know what I'm saying?
And so.
It's a good test, though. It's a nice try.
I tried.
I should say 140 because that's the person that sold this girl. He's got 140
calories.
140 calories?
Oh, yeah,
I was like 140. That's cap.
This nigga Drake.
That's big cap.
This nigga Drake or something.
Nah, nigga, I'm gone. Let me pipe down.
You gonna strike your ass. Let me scoot over, man.
Oh, man.
Nah, man. But how you feel about this whole BLM stuff going on and everything like that? I think it's kind of crazy.
Man, it's beyond crazy. It's been happening, but, you know, we just got tired of it. And so now we're causing the riots and the protests. And I think, you know, now they're finally hearing this, you know. But, it's been happening.
I think the protests are finally being heard.
Yeah.
The protests are actually being protested. And protests actually happening instead of the looting happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, like, you know, voices are being heard and changes are happening. Like, Breonna Taylor's case is actually being reopened.
Exactly.
I don't know if you heard or saw that news, but the white police officer who was next to the other white one, he actually got released on $1 million bond.
Oh, for real? Like the George Floyd?
Yeah, on the George Floyd case, bro.
So the other side. Yeah.
Yeah. He got released on $1 million bond.
Even though he witnessed murder.
Word. I mean, he didn't even help.
I mean, he knew. They both knew what they were doing was wrong. Like, they should both, like, you know, be convicted for life or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, imagine that's, like, you or somebody that you know.
That's where it hurts the most.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. If that was me on the floor, I would have tried to get up.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, they would have to shoot me or something. Because I can't sit there. Like, with you on my neck. Like, that's fucked up. You can't, you know, he slowly killed the dude, on camera. Like, that's wild.
Yeah.
And he's yelling. It, like, you know, it's like 2 against 1. Like, you know, he wasn't posing any danger to anyone.
Yeah. Let me double check this real quick. But, it's still going. But, yeah, I think it's kind of wild that shit like that happened, you know. You know. I spoke on it already. Check out the last previous episode, but... We're not going to speak with that too much because it's not what this is about.
Sorry, it's not what this
is about. We're talking about bitches. Nah, I'm playing. But we're going to talk about... I'm on some today, y'all, but...
I feel like I'm on some.
Hey.
I'm back down to normal.
As a matter of fact...
Yeah.
What are the top 5 Gunna songs? Because we both know Gunna is probably one of the best
with
the lyrics to the flow.
Yeah. Shit. Top 5. Like, that's a hard question. That's a hard question. I'm gonna start, but my favorite Gunna song.
Top off.
We're probably, I don't know. Between Top Off and Who You Fooling. Oh, no. Top Off, Who You Fooling, or Drip or Drown. I don't know, because I know Top Off got me on Gunna.
Word.
And then the whole Drip or Drown album, it was like, damn.
You know what got me on Gunna was Sold Out Dates.
Okay,
Lil Baby got me on Gunna, and then I had Drip or Drown.
Yeah, because, bro, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, like, Gunna's been around, because, like, yeah. Young Thug has been, you know, making songs with him, and so has Lil Baby, but then, like, I remember listened to a song by Young Thug,
word.
And I was like, Gunna, who's this Gunna guy? I just looked him up,
yeah.
And then, like, you know, I saw, yeah, because Top Off was, like, one of the few first songs that I heard about with him.
That's sure.
And then I started listening to the Drip or Drown album.
Okay.
And then Drip or Drown 2 came out. You know how that went.
Every song, hey, that was outstanding. Now,
oh my god,
that song was. I went on a cash war with that.
Yeah,
that song was
crazy. I don't know why that nigga go so hard.
What?
And we gonna forget about Who You Fooling, bro. Who You Fooling?
Matter of fact, I'm gonna go ahead and say my top five.
Okay.
Top Off.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
Who You Fooling?
Mm-hmm.
I want to put Spending Addiction, but not Dawn, because there's Drip or Drown. Drip or Drown.
Okay, yeah. Addiction, yeah.
Richard Millie Plan was cool, but I don't think it's top five.
Richard Millie Plan.
Oh. That's not about that brain.
Yeah.
Okay.
BB.
BB.
Don't you know your purpose?
That's
one of my favorite ones. Oh, right there.
No, I know my purpose. Yeah. Baby Barking. And I feel like putting an old track in there, but then I don't know. Like, I really want to put Spending Addiction, but then I don't.
Yeah.
Because Gunna has mad features.
He has mad features. Like some of his albums, like the first few albums he had, mm-hmm. like the first Drip or Drown.
Mm hmm. I might put I'm On 7/5.
Yeah. Which one?
I'm On 7/5.
Oh yeah, I'm On Some. Yeah, cause that's on his latest album. Yeah. That song do go
that
hard.
That song go dumb hard.
Cause he that's what I'm saying. Like, he has too many good to like characterize like in the top five.
Low key.
It's kind of tough.
It's kind of tough.
Yeah.
Low key.
Here's my draft. Like,
go ahead.
Top five.
Go ahead.
Okay. Number one, I probably said Who You Fooling.
Okay.
I remember when I heard that song, I couldn't stop listening to it.
That beat was crazy. I met him on video already, like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. You remember. Yeah. I heard that song, I couldn't stop listening to it. Second, I'm probably going to say Do Better on that one album.
Okay. Is that good?
Yeah.
Or is it
yeah.
current?
Nah, it jams right now.
Yeah. I'm talking about over, because you have to look at Overtime.
Overtime, yeah.
Yeah. Because I could have put Argentina if I wanted to.
So I'm putting like my top five like right now.
No,
like
all time,
top five Gunna.
Yeah,
I'll still put it there. It's not second.
What is
I say Who You Fooling? Oh, did I put second?
Yes.
Oh, hold up.
What's
hold up.
Second?
Who Drip You Fooling? Who You Fooling? Yeah, Drip or Drown. Then I want to put Do Better. No, so Who You Fooling? Drip or Drown.
Uh-huh.
Top off. Baby Birkin.
Uh huh. It feels weird.
And then I'm on some. Because Do Better goes hard, but yeah. it's like a personal favorite, you know? And then, because I'm on some, it's just
cold.
Yeah, it's a cold ass beat. He's just a cold ass thing. Because there's just so many.
Shout out Gunna, man.
Yeah, for real.
Shout out Gunna, man. Oh, man. Anyway, we gotta get bitches. Nigga, that's good.
Yeah, facts.
Nigga, that's good. He might pay for him, but he definitely give bitches. You know what I'm saying? Next topic.
Like,
I'm trying. Hey, what? Shit, you gotta start. And we working on something. Don't tell him what it is. Now. We working on something. Hey, man, you know the vibe. We gonna segue into the next thing that we working on is relationships. But to work on new relationships, you gotta talk about past relationships.
Yeah, what we can do. What we could do better.
Low key. Oh, that girl, I said, we think you're fooling me.
Yeah.
Oh, girl. But, shit. How you feel like your past relationships affected you physically? Mentally, even.
Oh, shit. Man. Fuck. It's been a roller coaster ride. You know, it was. Yeah. That's what, like, I was ready for relationship. I knew what relationship was about before I got into my last relationship. So like I knew, you know, I knew it was gonna be up and downs. I knew there was gonna be good times and bad times, and I knew it might eventually end. Like you know, it's just like you hope for the best but prepare for the worst.
So that's the you part.
Yeah. But I mean, what it's taught me is that not everybody's worth it. You know, some people just don't fancy relationships like that.
They don't value the word.
Yeah, don't value the person, or they don't not as, you know, it's just not worth it. They're not as appreciative, or as, I don't know, just not as ready.
I think what Sean said, some people just don't reciprocate the amount of energy that you put out.
Exactly. Like not they're not really like on a maturity level.
Yeah. I agree with that. Matter of fact. Yeah. And how has it affected you, you think?
Oh, shit. It affected
How did it make you become? As a matter of fact, I'll help you out. It got you what?
Yeah, it just got me thinking. It just got me thinking about a whole lot.
Cause let me see, because I'm going to tell you why. Because, like, in my case, you know, I've only been in two serious relationships. Mm-hmm. One of them lasted 3 months. Mm-hmm. One of them wasn't a relationship, but the last time we were talking for like 8 months, right? Mm-hmm. And so the first one for 3 months, really, I was what, like 12, 13? Mm-hmm. I got, you know, I broke the girl's heart, and then, but it's because I was looking for my own purpose and everything. I spoke on it and everything, but, you know, that's old girl. Mm-hmm. And then, that's old girl. And then, you know, we still friends to this day, God bless her soul and everything. And I spoke on it before, you know, it's a true woman that I found and everything. And so it broke my heart when I saw her improve and get better, because I wasn't really like doing as well as she was or whatever. But, you know, it's good to see her like grow, and good to see you grow. And I never really truly recovered from that heartbreak. You know, as men, we got to accept that. Sometimes we are faltering, we are hurting.
Yeah.
But as a man, you can't really admit that because you're a man.
That's so, right, ladies. You know what man I'm got feelings,
man's too. Man's got feelings, too. Like, yeah. I don't know why we come home from work, you got to act like we got shit problems. We got problems to deal with.
Yeah,
right?
People got problems. Especially since, like, all the pressure is always put on us. All
right. Because we got to provide and stuff.
We got to do a lot of things, yeah. Because, right. If you lack, you know, whatever your girl needs, you have to be able to provide. Otherwise, you're seen as less of a man.
That's cold.
That's
cold.
Tough is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, but as a man, we got to be able to handle that pressure.
Mm-hmm. I believe we can, and you have to. And so that relationship alone made me grow big time over the years. Like, it made me mature up. It made me man up. It made me realize that relationships are never going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so I took that into every relationship I went into. For a while after that, it was like some hit and misses, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some here and there, some bygones be bygones. You know how that go. And then someone else came in the picture, and then, you know, same cycle, except lasting longer and everything. And, you know, eventually that person kind of did me wrong in a way. Should I speak on it? You think I should speak on it?
It's up to you, man.
Like, what the fuck kind of answer is that?
Man, what you mean? I can't tell you. Like, how you feel about it?
I feel strongly about it.
Okay, well, shit.
You know how I feel.
Go ahead, bro. That's what this shit is about.
So I should go ahead and spit on it?
Go ahead. Man, I love my friend.
So long story short, as you guys, I said I was single, right? Because this girl basically ghosted me after a while. And the last thing I really told this girl was I really care for her and everything. The last thing we said was, can't wait to see you back and everything.
Yeah.
And then that eventually turned into she never said anything back. You know, when you start seeing somebody act a certain way, you know, they start meaning this and all that kind of stuff. And so I would message, and then the messages would come back less and less and less. And so eventually, you know, come to find out that person had moved on, and, you know, so now I have to get my bearings back. And as a man, you know, guys, or men compared to women, we fall harder than women. We fall in love way harder than women.
Yeah, we do.
You know what I'm saying? And because we get excited about that. We want to quick. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so I fell really hard. And then I face planted because there was nothing to fall on eventually.
Yeah.
And so, I did some things wrongly. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to just bash the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I had some, you know, I guess I wasn't. I don't know. I feel like I was doing my best, but I guess I wasn't caring enough for some. You know, then I was like, women always got excuses or whatever. But.
Yeah.
You know, it hurt me, but not as much as I thought it would have, because I'm still like recovering, healing from it. You know what I'm saying? And so, that right there taught me like another big step. I think this, that moment right there just is helping me get through future relationships when I get into my 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so now whenever I find a woman, like a true actual woman that I can wife and settle down with, I'm going to use that to move forward with, you know. I never bash the other person. I still care about the other person deeply, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, can't see the same way I used to and shit. Yeah. And so that's how it affected me. So that's why I said, when how it affected you, you know, how do you think it's going to change you and your future actions in the long run?
I mean,
I talk my shit. Now you gotta talk your shit.
Yeah. I mean, like, I ain't gonna say it was like nothing, you know, because you know, of course, I care for her, you know, deeply, but the way it affected me is, I'm just gonna say, like, it just got me. Oh, it's hard to speak all that shit.
It's very hard to speak all that. I laid the shit down.
I'm trying to come up with like the right way, like the right words to say.
I mean, you still like the person,
of course. But like, you know, I don't want to say I didn't get any experience from it, but damn, I don't know. I don't speak English. I don't.
Lay it out, man. You feel like you are now more entitled to.
Something better.
Keeping, yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, one thing.
Oh,
one thing,
shit.
What you mean? Like, the one thing it taught me is, like, you could always do better, you know? Like, if you're with somebody that you feel like.
You ever heard of Gunna?
Doesn't. Oh. You ever heard of Gunna? I told you, that's why it was like one of my favorite songs. Yeah, like, okay, and like, of course, I want to see her do better, too.
Right, always.
Even if, like, they don't feel like they could.
I want to see her thrive.
Exactly. I just want to see everybody be good, you know, because, like, no matter what happened between us, you know, I just want to see you just, like, you know, move on, you know, better things. Right. But, yeah, nah, you know, it's something, like, you always do better.
Yeah.
Not even, like, you know, as a what do you call it, rebound, but, like, just, like, you know, actually, like, take time to, like, reflect on the relationship, what was lacking. You know, and like, that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, it just made me think a lot.
Yeah, say that's what happened.
Just made me realize a lot of things. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, like, not everybody's worth it. Word. You know, some people are not on the same maturity level as me. Because, like, I'm pretty mature.
Right.
Like, even though I just like to joke around.
You got to. Yeah, I have a good parents.
Exactly. Yeah, so, like, yeah. Yeah. I was mature. Shit, since the age of 5, I was a man. But, yeah.
It's out the gutter.
Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, like, it's just, some people are just not. I don't know, it's just a little bit aren't like as worth it, even though like you think they are, and you can't really make somebody want you as much as you want them. Like it's gonna happen eventually, or slowly. Or they're just not. It's just never gonna get there.
That's a fact.
So
that's a word fact.
It didn't even affect me that much, cause like, yeah, I fell for the girl, but it was like. You know, I knew, like, eventually, after a while, because it was, like, what, a year, almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, it got to a point where I was like, you know what, I know this show is going to come to an end. So, I just, like, kind of, like, rode that boat.
You braced for impact.
Yeah. I was like, it's coming. And eventually, it just happened. And I was, you know, prepared for, hope for the best. I didn't want it to happen, but, you know, I was prepared for it.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Exactly. Yeah, I was just prepared for it. And... Damn, I don't know. Yeah, I mean that's really it.
Let me help you. Let me take the baton back. If you're enjoying the podcast, Fabricated Podcast, and you would like to support, please show your support on whatever platform you're listening to. If you go to the main description, there will be a link. It'll take you to the Anchor website of the podcast. You can support through there. I believe there's three payment options of what you would like to donate. Of course, you don't have to donate if you don't want to, but it definitely helps because I do try and pull out the highest quality content as I can. I do work pretty hard. I work hard so you guys don't really have to. So if you'd like to support the podcast, go ahead. But with that said, thank you guys for tuning in. Let's get back into the podcast main episode. I felt like, you know, because you lucky, you saw it coming. I did. Even though it happened before. So, like, I didn't get my hopes up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I knew it happened before. I knew I braced for impact whenever the messages started getting distant. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all know everybody. Y'all know me. I have a podcast. I speak my shit all the time. I'm always willing to talk. But in certain instances, like, people are always telling me that I wasn't being myself naturally, or I wasn't being, like, you know, the same person. And so that's why I was like, okay, so I guess, you know, I should have settled elsewhere. Like, my dog was telling me, like, you was different.
Yeah. Because, I was with you. I saw it. Yeah. I was like, bro, this dude, even oh boy, Should I say that? Rob, yeah, that was Rob. Even we were just talking. I was like, bro, Fab is acting real different right now. Cause like, I feel like, you know, and I saw your relationship. I saw that you were trying your best. You know, yes. you really were. Yes. Because the time we saw that you acting different is that you wouldn't fuck with us anymore. That's what we talk about the most. Like you was just, if she say like, oh, I need this, sure, you'll be there. You'll be there. Like, eventually. That's what I was like. Yeah, that man's in love. Me and Rob used to sit here and just talk about that shit. I'm like, yeah, that man's in love. Like, he's falling hard for that shit.
So hard, bro.
But,
you know, let's get off that mopey soapy shit, right?
Okay.
I feel like, well, unless you want to say something.
No, go ahead.
I feel like when you provide too much for a girl, she gets bored. So, essentially, I started simping.
Yeah.
In a way. Essentially, I started simping in a way. And so, whatever she wanted, I gave. Whenever she wanted something, I gave. Whenever she needed something, I gave. Whenever she required me to go do something for her, I did. Right? There wasn't much that I didn't do. And if I didn't do it, I thought it was reckless. Mm-hmm. And it couldn't be. I didn't want to be in that scenario justified. You know what I'm saying? There were some moments where I definitely exerted a lot of time, pressure. And, you know, it comes with headaches, obviously. But at the same returns, she'll probably have something to say that I don't see right now. Or maybe I didn't recognize at the time. You know what I'm saying? Because, girls, let's be honest. Y'all don't know what y'all want. And so, at that moment, whenever y'all do, like, oh, shit, baby, I want Chick-fil-A nuggets right now.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's what y'all want at that moment, but y'all don't know what y'all want in the long run. And so, you know. I guess I understand. I didn't realize until now that you said that I kind of stopped fucking with y'all. Because I definitely thought, like, you know, I set aside some time to be with y'all.
Yeah.
And talk to y'all and shit.
But
I was really, oh, damn.
Yeah.
You let me see some shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you don't want to, like, you know, just give her, like, I understand, like, you was really feeling her hard. That, you know.
Oh, she'll give it a whirl.
Exactly, yeah. But
some girls just want Australia. Let's be honest.
If you start doing too much, they get bored because they're like, "Oh man, he's a Twitter guy."
And that's I never heard that before.
Nah, but like, you know, me, I'm the same way. Like, if I really like love a girl, I'll try to give her like, you know, my whole soul if I could.
Word.
But like the reason like our relationship like lasted long is because we didn't always see eye to eye. So like we would just like sometimes we just like bump heads because you know it's different. Mm. It's different from the lovey dovey shit. And then I would make up. I'll make some food. She can cook. I'll make some food and I would talk about it, and you know that'll be that. So like, you know, you just gotta like, and then sometimes we'll have spontaneous walks and shit.
That's hard. That's dope. That's dope.
We did a lot of spontaneous things. Like, yeah. I don't even remember. I had a bunny. I had a pet.
You had a whole bunny.
I had a pet rabbit. It was not.
You had a cat.
It was not my decision. I had like six.
That cat had children.
Yeah, I had like six cats, but yeah, it was like some spontaneous shit, like just shit that was meant like. Make y'all stay together,
that's,
you know.
That's lovey dovey shit.
But yeah, and
damn
shit.
Yeah, spontaneous shit.
But yeah, the reason it didn't last is because like it was more problems like just on her side, and but I mean,
you know, you try to compromise.
Yeah, like, I try to make up for it because I'm like, you know what, I don't mind, you know, because that's what makes you.
Mm-hmm. I like you for you, but they don't want to hear that shit.
But
like, I love you for you. You don't love me.
Exactly. It's just so crazy.
I see what you're saying now.
Mine was crazy to yours though. Yeah. Like she was actually a little crazy. She was like,
she's an amazing soul.
She's cool. Yeah. She was really nice, but Y'all still friends? She was kind of crazy. Yeah, we cool. Yeah, we cool.
See, the spontaneous thing, I think, is what's dope, especially, like, you know.
That's what make y'all laugh.
And so, you know, we had a lot of those at the same time, but then it was like, I honestly couldn't tell you what was lacking. I saw, like, we haven't spoken since, we haven't seen each other since. Yeah. Because I know that, you know, for both parties, the feelings don't come back, because it happened before. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I can't initiate, because, you know, as guys, we got to initiate the beginning and the end and everything. Yeah. We got to initiate the relationship. But I really don't have any, I never really had a reason to initiate. I think one of her faults, and this is where I kind of throw myself out the bag, I never wifed this girl up. I never asked her out. I know that's gonna be one of her biggest rebuttals. You know what I'm saying? And I have my reasons as to why. Yeah, I have my reasons why I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. 8 months in, but
I seen it. I was there.
You was there.
I was there. The whole 10 yards.
The whole first down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I have my reasons for everything, but yeah. You know, and I it just sucks that she didn't give me the time and day to tell me, like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where it's like, oof.
She's just like up and left.
Damn, she even threw my shit away.
Oh damn.
Yeah, probably. Like, I don't know.
Like throw your heart in the trash type shit. But
on some anime shit.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, but I mean, it's okay. I'm doing okay. If you're even wondering.
Yeah, but like, that's the thing. Like, that's what I was gonna say. What I was hesitant to say is, like, I got experience with females, you know. So I know kind of like. How it's gonna go, like, I know like what happens after like a breakup. Mm. So like I know how girls, you know, they try to forget, so they go around doing whatever. Mm. That's why, like, when old girl try to get back, I was like, nah. I couldn't, because, like,
as a matter of fact, I know you were there because she was trying to get back with you, but I seen the hurt and pain that you've been through.
As a matter of fact,
I wasn't letting you get back into that relationship.
Yeah, I wasn't willing.
It was a sole piece of your mind.
Exactly. So I wasn't willing to, because I was like, nah. It was a lot of like toxicity. This is not even me talking. This is what she had told me. She admitted herself. I was like, she told me like she understood it was like a lot of toxicity from her side and blah blah blah. She was just trying to like get back, but I was like. Not because I hate her, but like I was just like, it's best for us to like just
part ways.
Yeah, to just like not get back together. Like, I still care for you and all, but like, if you didn't work out in the first place, it won't work out later on. Especially after, bro, it was, oh man, nah, my mom was fucked up, bro. She told me, boy, because the stuff she had told me, mm-hmm. She had said to me, I was like, okay. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna do this. Okay.
I remember.
I was like, it was fucked up to hear. Like, can you imagine that shit? Like, it was crazy. I can't repeat it. I can't talk about that shit.
We draw the line right there.
I don't know. I can't talk about that shit. But yeah, no, it was just crazy. Mm-hmm. It was just fucked up. So I was just like, yeah. I'm clearly not the one. So let's just, like,
yeah.
You know, cause there's a difference between like. Loving someone and loving like what they do
what
for
they
you,
do
and
for
I feel like I did a lot, and that's why she wanted. That's why she wanted that love and affection back. Mm-hmm. So I was like, nah, it's not gonna be the same, because I don't think I could love you the same.
That's what I was trying to tell you the other day. I said, you know, I'd much rather leave the person that I love than be with them and endure how they treat me.
Mm-hmm.
And same shit, you know what I'm saying? Because yeah, I was. Basically, simping hard.
I was simping hard.
So as fuck.
I could be a simp.
I could
could pimp and simp.
I could do both.
Yeah, but like, you know, once I find a girl that I actually like, I'm gonna treat you different. Because so, like, to me, you're different. That means you're different from the other girls. So yeah. I'm gonna give you a little more attention, a little more special attention.
A lot more attention, actually.
Yeah.
A lot more attention.
So yeah. But at the end of the day. That's not who wins, you know. Nice guys get put last.
We gotta be dogs.
Shit, that's what you gotta do. Shit. Mm. But yeah, no, I'm not really into that.
Nah,
them days are over for me.
I hung up
my jersey.
Hey, rest. That hard.
I retired my jersey.
I never started them days. You know, I always say that I never will. One of these days, some shit might fuck me up.
Sometimes it's just like, man, you know, fuck it.
Yeah, you know, fuck it.
Yeah.
I give it all up. You know.
Yeah, nah, man. I hung up my jersey. I'm looking for. I'm getting old. I feel. I don't know why I always say that, but I just feel like. I just feel like old. I'm getting old.
You're getting old. Yeah, you know, and wise.
We get old. You get older, older every day. Mm-hmm. So like, you gotta start like being serious. I know where I want to be when I'm grow up. I want to have a good job and I want to have a family. And I'd rather like start, you know, like dating for at least. I say at least 5 years before like you marry a girl. Yeah.
Before I agree.
You put a ring on it.
When you find the right one, I think it'll probably take you a year.
It'll take a while. So no, that's why I'm not like, huh?
I think if you find the right one, it'll take you like
a year
to get married.
To propose?
Yeah.
You're going to date a girl for a year.
Because if you find the right one, you know.
But we talked about this the other day. It takes a year. It takes like 3 years to know someone, to get to really know someone. But I mean, it takes at least 3 years.
Yeah, sure.
Cause you said you don't know how she acts around her family. She could have that one aunt or that one uncle that just makes her.
That's what I said.
Like,
that
she like, don't like that. She just don't like. So she saw her acting different around them or something like that. I'm like, yeah, I agree.
You might not like the way she treats her grandma.
Exactly. Some shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You gotta see. Basically, understand her in all of her life. That's why I say like 5 years. Is that a long time? Somebody let me know. Is 5 years a long time to wait before you marry somebody? Because I know people that, like, there's couples out here that have been here for like 2-3 years.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Hey, shorties, let us know I don't think, when you're trying to get married. You know what I'm saying?
How long should a dating period be before, like, y'all get, before he proposed? Before you're like, you know what, he has to propose now. Like, what's the max you would date a guy, actually? I think that's a better question.
Yeah, before
he has to propose. I think 5 years.
Is it 5 years?
5 years is good.
You know, I might give that. I know, 5 years.
Yeah, I think 5 years is a good year.
You know what?
It's a good number of years.
We ain't going to say nothing else. We're going to cut it off right there.
All
right. They gonna understand the rest, but
I hate.
It's probably part one of many more to come. You guys know how we do. Shout out D-Man for coming on the podcast.
Yes, to the anytime.
Studio. You know how that go.
Right upstairs, man.
You going
right upstairs.
Oh man, we're probably gonna be stepping up this weekend, having a good time, and all that kind of stuff. So, but in the meantime, guys, thank y'all for tuning in to the Fabricated Podcast. This was Duran Twosome.
Duran the man.
Duran the man.
At the snap, just look it up.
Hey, let them know.
Word play. Figure it out.
We got all your ads somewhere on there. Let them know. We're talking shit.
But yeah, man. It was a pleasure. Shit.
All right, English.
Pleasure. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure being on here. It was my first time on here, so it was real nice.
First of many, dog.
First of many.
You know the vibes, but.
We coming.
Locked and loaded. I didn't think about that. But yeah, it's been Duran Twosome, Fabrice 400, and remember the slogan.
What's the slogan?
So yo, watch my shit, bro.
Fabricate. Oh, wait. What's the slogan?
Not everything.
It's fabricated.
Oh my god. Remember, not everything you hear all out is fabricated.
My man.
Dickhead.
Hey, I see. Let's see y'all in the next one. I'll get it right next time. Okay. But, man, I'll just fuck you over. At the end, they always be something. Yeah!